You know, there's a popular idea that most people will be saved, but will they? That idea is the very opposite of what the Bible teaches, which says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Reads Luke 13:24. Strive to enter in. That ought to be everyone's first priority, not our hobbies and not our families. Straight, S-T-R-A-I-T. It's not direct as an arrow, but narrow and difficult. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. Paul said, I die daily. That is, he crucified himself daily. 1 Corinthians 15:31. He went on to say, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, reads Galatians 2:20. This morning, if the Lord wills, we'll notice some ways the gate is shown to be straight, that is, restricted and narrow, which should serve as a biblical reminder of how serious our time on earth is. And our preparations for our eternal destiny is a serious responsibility that should not be neglected. We need to strive to enter in at the straight gate, but the entrance is restricted. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, John 14:6. For some it may not be easy to hear, but this would exclude Mary, the mother of Jesus. It would exclude the Catholic Pope and Muhammad or any other source from any other religion other than and outside of the religion of Christ. The restricted entrance is too narrow to admit sin. As Revelation 21:27 says, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Revelation 21:27. The entrance is too narrow or restricted to admit or allow religious error. As the Bible says, whosoever transgresseth, that is sins, and abideth not in the doctrine or teaching of Christ, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. 2 John 9:9. And whatsoever ye do in word, that is teaching, or deed, that is practice, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, that is, do all by the authority of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him, reads Colossians 3:17. The entrance is restricted or is too narrow for important earthly relationships or high titles. The Bible says of the fleshly Jews in the first century, all their works do they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments and love the uppermost rooms at feast and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren, that is, we're equal. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father, which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. Reads Matthew 23:5-10. The entrance is too narrow for works of merit, which would force a debt. The Bible says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, Titus 3 and verse 5. Washing of regeneration is accomplished by biblical baptism. And renewing of the Holy Spirit is accomplished by increasing our knowledge of the Holy Spirit revealed Word of God. The entrance is restricted or too narrow for God to save anyone except on His terms. Peter, through inspiration of God, said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call," reads Acts 2, 38 and 39. And don't ever forget, we are called by the gospel, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, not by traditions of men, Mark chapter 7, or by our own think-sos, Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. It is not surprising then that only 3,000 were baptized on the day of Pentecost out of the uncounted multitudes from all over the world, because the conditions for entrance is restricted. The need to strive to enter in at the straight gate. We need to strive to enter in at the straight gate, but the means of entrance is restricted. The means is provided by God's grace. The Bible says almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission, Hebrews 9:22. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ, Ephesians 2:13. Wishing will not suffice. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and ye began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, "Lord, Lord, open unto us," and he shall answer and say unto you, "I know ye not whence you are," reads Luke 13, 24 and 25. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. For everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek," Romans 1:16. Some don't believe the power of the gospel, and that's why they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, "Lord, who hath believed our report," or our preaching? Read Romans 10:16. "Seeing ye have purified your souls and obeyed the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently." 1 Peter 1:22. Some look for an easy way. They do not seriously search. Therefore, they are unable to enter in at the straight gate. Some will say, "We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets." But he shall say, "I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity." Luke 13, 26 and 27. Each one must strive or face the prospect of being too late. In the old time, Jeremiah said, "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved." Jeremiah 8, verse 20. And the means of entrance demands obedience within the boundary of the law of Christ. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven," Matthew 7:21. I've encountered people that say, "I know I'm going to heaven." And when you point out Bible truth or expose their religious error, they refuse to repent or refuse to change. The problem is they say and do not. They believe religion is something that is better felt than told. They refuse to develop a child-to-God relationship through obedience to God's word, but they will not, and thus the means of entrance is restricted to those that will obey. We need to strive to enter in at the straight gate, but the entrance is restricted. The means of entrance is restricted. And the number in this membership is restricted. The number is open in one sense. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled or cleaned from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water, that is, baptized into Christ. Hebrews 10 and verse 22. None of those in Hebrews 10, 22 are excluded from the membership. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, Jesus said. And him that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. John 6 and verse 37. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, 28. Revelations 5, 9 reads, they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and have redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. The emphasis is not on how few will make it. We need to be sure to struggle our best to be there. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Luke 13, 24. Individuals are saved one at a time, not with parents or mate, but because of personal choice to walk with the Lord. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. We need to strive to enter in at the straight gate, but the quality of this membership is restricted. This fellowship is a holy nation, spiritual priest, all brethren. It is a select family with inheritance beyond imagination. To an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, reads 1 Peter 1:4. True Christians are the world's privileged, the spiritual elite. Ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 2:5. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light or gospel, 1 Peter 2:9. And never forget again that we are called by the gospel, 2 Thessalonians 2:14. Membership is very exclusive. Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. And he draws us through his word. And I will raise him up at the last day, speaking of the judgment to come. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Reads John 6, 44 and 45. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3, 26 and 27. Clearly, this demands the best of one's heart and life. Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or spiritual service, reads Romans 12 and verse 1. We need to strive to enter in at the straight gate, but the entrance is restricted. The means of entrance is restricted. The number in this membership is restricted. The quality of this membership is restricted. And the time we have to enter is also restricted. Some who see no reason to make haste now will rush then, but only to hear tragically sad words. Jesus will say, "I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity," or workers of sin, Luke 13:27. Then gasp in an eternity of tears and bitter regret. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. Luke 13:28. For there is no promise of forgiveness after this life, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. Many will seek to enter, but will not be able. Luke 13:24. In life, the door is open, but some hearts are untouched. Luke chapter 14, verses 18 through 20 reads, "And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." Luke 14:18-20. If we do not strive now, we will not be able to enter later. Eventually, God will shut the door. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, "Lord, Lord, open unto us." And he shall answer and say unto you, "I know you not whence you are." Luke 13:25. Jesus said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." John 12:48. There is a serious word of warning to unbelievers. Jesus said, "I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come." John 8:21. "I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am," referencing the scene of the burning bush, when God said, "I am that I am." "For if ye believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins," reads John 8 in verse 24. Also, serious words of warning to believers. "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away," reads James 4 and verse 14. In conclusion, the rejoice gate may be straight, but is broad enough to include all who choose to be His. The Bible says, "And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God." Luke 13:29. John beheld, and lo, a multitude, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Revelation 7:9. Don't follow the majority to destruction. Study, understand, obey, serve, no matter the present cost. The Bible says, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Acts 2 and verse 4. "Enter now while we have time. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things we are in need of shall be given to us." Matthew 6 and verse 33. If you have need to repent, take care of that today. If you've yet been baptized into Christ, don't delay. Come while together we stand and sing.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. You are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come. Thank you.